You like to hurt women? I asked, control beginning to return. Sometimes women need to be hurt. I decided to take a winger. How about Carmen Sanchez? Did you hurt her? Not as good as I'm going to hurt you. I have special things planned for you. No time like the present, I said, and I was shocked to realize that I meant it. There was no bravado in the statement. I was in the grip of cold, hard, sphincter-cramping fury. The cops are there now, bitch. I'm not coming when the cops are there. I'm going to get you when you're alone and you're not expecting me. I'm going to make sure we have lots of time together. The connection was broken. Jesus Christ, the uniform said. He's crazy. Do you know who that was? I'm afraid to guess. I popped the tape out of the machine and wrote my name and the date on the label. My hand was shaking so badly the writing was barely readable. A handheld radio crackled from the living room. I could hear the murmur of voices in my bedroom. The voices were less frantic, and the rhythm of activity had become more orderly. I looked at myself and realized I was covered with Lula's blood. It had soaked into my shirt and shorts, and it was coagulating on my hands and the bottoms of my bare feet. The phone was tacky with blood smears, as was the floor and the counter. The cop and the medic exchanged glances. "Maybe you should get that blood washed off," the medic said. "How about we get you into the shower real fast?" I looked in at Lula on my way to the bathroom. They were getting ready to move her out. She was strapped to the stretcher, covered with a sheet and blanket. She was hooked up to an IV. "How is she?" I asked. A squad member tugged the stretcher forward. "Alive," he said. The medics were gone when I got out of the shower. Two uniformed cops had stayed, and the one who talked to me in the kitchen was conferring with the PC in the living room, the two of them going over notes. I dressed quickly and left my hair to dry on its own. I was anxious to make my statement and be done with it. I wanted to get to the hospital to see about Lula.